This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. At least 14 Maoists were killed in a joint interstate operation on the Chhattisgarh-Odisha border last night. Our correspondent reports after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Kulhari Ghat Reserve Forest area. A joint interstate operation was launched by Chhattisgarh and Odisha police and CRPF personnel. The operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapada district of Odisha. Intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists continued for about 24 hours. Last evening, bodies of two female Maoists were recovered and bodies of 12 more Maoists were recovered this morning from the spot. A large quantity of arms, ammunition, IEDs, including one self-loading rifle, were recovered by the security forces. A massive search operation is underway in the area. World leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, have congratulated US President Donald Trump on his return to the White House for a second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he believes that working together again, they will raise the US-Israel alliance to even greater heights. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said President Trump is always decisive and the peace through strength policy he announced provides an opportunity to strengthen American leadership and achieve a long-term and just peace. Mr. Trump was sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for a second term last night. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help lower prices, a key campaign promise. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that the golden age of America begins right now under his leadership.
After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law.
President Trump signed several executive orders on day one of his second term in office. Outlining the orders, President Trump said his day one orders include those curbing immigration, boosting fossil fuel production, and rolling back environmental regulations, namely the 2021 Paris Climate Accord. The first executive order he signed was for ending work from home for federal employees. A total of 699 candidates have been left in the fray for 70 seats after withdrawal of candidatures for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day to withdraw nominations. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 487 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting will take place on the 8th. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have extended greetings to the residents of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The enterprising people of these states have made remarkable contributions in the development of the country." The President hoped that their diverse culture, vibrant traditions and rich biodiversity continue to flourish. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "These three shining jewels of Bharat beautifully embody the spirit of unity in diversity and reflect the vibrant cultural heritage of the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the whole country is incredibly proud of the role played by the people of Manipur towards the country's development. The Prime Minister mentioned that Tripura is making noteworthy contributions to national progress. The India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered rainfall and snowfall over the Western Himalayas today. It has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan and West Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that due to a cyclonic circulation over the Gulf of Mannar and adjoining Sri Lanka, isolated light to moderate rainfall is expected over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Kerala for the next 2 days. And that's the end.